Chapter 89. Tai.
What if we made a run for it?
Baal asked, using his sword like a crutch as he helped stack some of the loose chairs in front of the bay windows.
If we could make it to the horses.
The overlord didn't finish his thought. He shook his head and sighed. Even Tai could see that wouldn't work.
We wouldn't make it 10 feet before they cut us down,
his father said, as he helped Breen lift the heavy oak table into place.
They have the house completely surrounded. The only reason the witch hasn't sent them in yet is because she's probably still hoping to get her hands on Tai.
Baal snorted his discontentment with the situation as he moved over to the fireplace and rested one arm on the mantel. He watched Kellen and Breen as they upturned the table, barricading the front glass. Tai was feeling a little better after having downed some of their earlier meal's leftovers. He still wasn't up to using any form of magic, but he felt like he could make use of the spare sword Liesa had given him. It had belonged to one of the dead lancers who had given their lives to protect them. The leather binding felt oddly comforting in his hands. He loosened his grip when he noticed his knuckles turning white. Adara, with Liesa's help, dragged a rather unresponsive Aiden from the center of the room over to the far wall alongside the other two injured lancers. He continued to groan in delirium. They did their best to stop the bleeding while Breen and Neela went from room to room, locking down windows, latching shutters, and barring doors. Tai watched from the corner as his father counted the arrows in his quiver. Looking around the room, Tai studied the drawn faces. He could feel the thumping of his own heart at the thought of what was coming. He would have rather faced an entire army of Talosian savages than what was scurrying around outside, waiting for them. Huddled in a group after finishing their makeshift blockade, the survivors waited, listening as hundreds of legs skittered across the yard, up the trees, and over the roof of their dwelling. Short of a miracle, there was no way out of this one, and Tai's miracle allotment had been depleted during their last engagement. Tai's mother gently interlocked her fingers with his father's.
We are together, she said. You couldn't ask for more than that.
Aye. We've been blessed with a wonderful family. No man could count himself more fortunate.
He leaned over and kissed the top of her head. Tai noticed Lord Baal had a snug arm wrapped around Liesa. The overlord's eyes misted under the emotion of whatever they were discussing. No doubt their final goodbyes.
What are they waiting for?
Baal finally asked, his patience giving over to anxiety.
Why don't they just get it over with?
As if in answer to his question, they heard Mangora's voice ring out above the clatter of the horde of creatures.
This is your last chance. If you send out the boy, I'll grant you a quick death. If not, my spiders have a voracious appetite.
Tai peeked through a crack between the left end of the table and the rocker where Adara often read. He could see Mangora standing there, with arms crossed, obviously waiting for a response.
Well, what will it be? Do you come out, or do we come in?
Tai's father took a step toward the pile of benches, chairs, tables, and boxes to give their reply.
You step foot in this house, witch, and I'll give you my word you'll never step out again.
The high-pitched screech was all the warning they received as the legion of spiders rained down on their position. Kellen released the last of his arrows in between the table and a few randomly piled chairs. An unnatural screech could be heard on the other side as his shafts drove straight through their marks, releasing a warm spray of green liquid as the next spider crawled over it. Breen stood beside Ty and unloaded the last of his as well. Each shot landed true, bringing down three more.
Six down. Hundreds to go, Breen said over his shoulder, in his own sarcastic way.
Tossing his bow to the side, he drew his sword and joined the others as they chopped off spider legs as fast as they poked their way through. Large, angular limbs wrapped in thick, leathery sinew flopped at Ty's feet, saturating the wooden flooring with their blood. The stink was like nothing they had ever smelled before. His gag reflex nearly took over. Ty spotted an opening near Liesa, where one of the spiders was pushing back Adara's rocker. As quickly as his weak body would let him, he leaped forward and drove his blade through the small opening. The spider on the other side shrilled, and a squirt of green liquid shot back and hit him in the face. In all the excitement, he had forgotten to close his mouth.
Ah!
He spat all over the floor.
Flaming toadstools! That stuff is wretched!
He did his best to purge his tongue with the back of his sleeve. Beside him, Liesa was laughing. That'll teach you to keep your mouth shut. She chopped another set of furry legs in half as they struggled to break through the wooden barrier. A loud crash from one of the back rooms brought them all around with a start.
They're in the house!
His father left the others and ran as fast as his gimp leg would let him down the hallway, just as the first of the spiders burst through Adara's bedroom door. Ty pulled back from his place at the wall to see if his father needed help.
Kellen!
At the sound of his name, Kellen turned as Neela tossed him one of her large kitchen knives. Grabbing it out of the air, he launched it down the hall, driving it deep between the spider's three eyes. Flailing and hissing, it tried lurching forward, but only managed a few confused steps before collapsing. The next one was already on top of the first and working its way over when Kellen met it with a resounding battle cry. Slicing and stabbing as best he could in such a confined space, he held it at bay. He thrust his sword into its lower abdomen as it reared. Slumping immediately, it died atop the other. His father's clothes were now soaked in the spider's blood, and his skin had begun to turn a faint green.
"This stuff reeks," he said, flinging the excess goo from his arms like a dog shaking water from its coat. "We can't hold them for long," Barl bellowed from the front as the chairs were being pushed back by the overwhelming onslaught.
Ty jumped back into place as another of the spiders started squeezing through the far left side of the barricade. He swung and caught the first leg, but it didn't cut all the way through. He tried yanking his short sword free from where it had lodged in the bone, but was immediately struck by a second leg and knocked to the floor. Breen jerked Ty to his feet.
"Go protect Adara!"
He grabbed Ty's sword and tossed it at him before chopping the creature's leg off with an axe he had managed to salvage from one of the fallen Northmen. Ty took the sword and scooted back to where Adara was busy working on Aiden and the two lancers. Ty could tell his brother was trying to politely let him know that he was getting in the way. He had never taken to combat like Breen had. His father had been a good teacher, but Ty had always found it all a bit grueling. Now he wished he had paid better attention. He was determined that if the Creator saw fit to allow them to survive all of this, he was going to learn. He felt an arm wrap around his shoulders. "He just wants to make sure you're protected." His mother always knew exactly what to say to calm his spirits. Ty kept his sword at the ready, as he waited for the first sign that he was needed. His father roared as he cut the legs out from another spider in mid-lunge. He had been forced all the way back to the mouth of the hallway, which was allowing him more range of motion to swing. His father was the bravest man Ty had ever known, and the strongest. He was proud to have been his son. Liesa was momentarily knocked down, but was quickly back on her feet, and, with a long dagger in her hand,
She stabbed a small spider, trying to squeeze its way underneath the table. It quickly retreated.
On the right side, where the barricade was the weakest, the first of the larger arachnobes finally gained a foothold.
Liesa's back was turned, and she didn't see the deadly spider behind her.
Lord Baal dove in front of his daughter and thrust his sword into its lower abdomen. The eight-legged monster reeled and hissed in rage before leaking the last of its life across the sofa table Ty's father had made from the leftovers of an old poplar that had fallen on the barn some years back. Unfortunately, the creature's dead weight rolled in the overlord's direction and knocked him from his feet, leaving him unable to stop the next spider from crawling inside and latching onto his leg. Baal shouted his loathing for the creature as the spider stabbed the end of its spear-like leg into his calf. Liesa weaved her way around its legs with amazing speed, working to get to her father. Breen held the others at bay while she did. With a scream of anger, she finally leapt on top of the creature's back and drove her dagger to the hilt through the top of its head. It flinched once and went still, its leg retracting far enough for her father to work free. Ty rushed forward and hacked off another leg before it had a chance of stabbing Liesa in the back. He helped her drag her father out from under the dead creature and back toward the others his sister and mother were busy nursing. Without waiting to see how her father was doing, Liesa grabbed her sword and rushed back to the front to help Breen. With Baal down, Ty didn't hesitate. He lifted his sword and retook his spot on the left end. He hacked and stabbed and sliced away until it felt as though his arms would give out, and then he hacked and stabbed and sliced some more. Behind him, there was a loud clatter near the rear of the kitchen, followed by the sound of clanging pots and pans and broken dishes where his mother was fighting to guard the back door. Ty glanced over his shoulder. The top half of the door had been ripped open, and a single spider was trying to push its way inside. But it was met with his mother's cold iron skillet. The impact sounded like the gonging of the Sidaran Senate's bell. With the creature still dazed, his mother plunged a meat cleaver into its thick sinew, and then she plunged it in again and again until even the leftover spasms had ceased.
"You all right?" his father called from the front hall.
"I will be,"
she said, as she shoved the spider's corpse back outside and maneuvered a nearby cabinet into place. Ty turned and plunged his sword deep into the mouth of the next spider. There was no end to them. He would kill one, and two more would take its place. Out of the corner of his eye, Ty could see Liesa's father trying to hobble back to the front. The overlord had one sword to hold him up, and another to kill anything that poked through the barricade.
"I can't hold them off much longer," his father said, as he cut half a leg off the next spider coming over the pile, and with a lunging thrust, drove his blade through its open maw.
Ty didn't know how much longer they were going to be able to keep going. To his right, Baal shouted as he pushed back to avoid being grabbed by one spider and stumbled over the severed legs of another. He reached out on instinct and grabbed the nearest object available, his daughter.
But instead of hindering his fall, he merely pulled her down on top of him, giving the spiders a clear opening of attack. Two more creatures attempted to force their way through the barricade. Seeing Baal and Liesa on the ground spurred their efforts even more as they broke through and went straight at them.
"Hey, over here!"
Ty hollered, waving his free arm in hopes of steering the spider's attention away from them, while at the same time holding off one of his own. He killed the beast with a single hack to the head, but not before acquiring a couple large gashes down the side of his arm and one small puncture to his upper shoulder in the process. Pulling his sword free, Ty turned to make a run at the two spiders on top of Liesa and her father, but Adara beat him to it as she raced across the room. Her sickle was raised over her head, the curved end pointing directly at the largest spider. She screamed in rage as she brought the farming instrument around in a wide arc.
The blade passed through its outer hide as easily as a stalk of sun-kissed wheat. She pulled the blade out and hit it again. The beast hissed and collapsed. Adara was thoroughly covered in spider yuck by the time Liesa had managed to pull her father to safety. Tai turned around to see how his mother and father were doing, and his heart stopped.
Father!
Kellen spun around. Tai pointed to the kitchen. Two spiders had somehow managed to not only force their way past the kitchen shelving, but were now standing over his fallen mother. One of them was ripping away at her open flesh.
No!
Kellen left the spiders in the hall and ran for the kitchen.
Tai, hold the front!
Breen hollered as he ran to take his father's place at the hall and keep the creatures from overrunning them. Tai turned back to the crumbling barricade, raised his sword, and stabbed the next spider through. His arms were stained with their greenish blood, and his nose burned from the acidic content.
Move back, Tai. We've got this,
Barl said, as he once again hobbled his way back to the front and began fighting. Liesa was there, offering him every support. The man just didn't know how to quit. Tai could hear his father fighting the two spiders behind them. He raised his sword and ran to help. His father swung and chopped one of the front legs off the first. It hissed in pain. He kicked it to the side as he lunged at the second. The second spider reared and hit him in the arm, cutting a deep gash. Tai could see the blood. His father never even flinched. Tai swung at the creature. It leaped, but he dodged to the right and landed a solid cut to its side. The creature hissed and swept Tai's legs out from under him. He landed on his face. The floor was slick with the spider's goo, making it hard to gain his footing. He barely had time to turn over before the spider was on top of him. It was even uglier underneath. Its mandibles clicked open and shut as they sought to latch onto his neck. Using his legs, he kicked upwards and flipped the creature up and over. On the other side of the kitchen, his father blocked the spider's legs, and then, with a powerful overswing, he literally cut the arachnobe in half. His blade hit the narrow section dividing its lower and upper abdomen. Tai spun around and rolled over to get back to his feet. He was halfway there when a sharp pain in his left shoulder brought him back down. At first he thought it was his magic, but then he remembered that was his right shoulder. He turned his head. It was the arachnobe. The spider had sunk its fangs into the top of his arm. A scream was all he could manage. He had barely turned around to try swinging his blade when his father's sword flew past and buried itself in the creature's head. Its mouth opened, releasing his arm. Tai crawled to where his father was cradling his mother's head in his lap. He glanced down at her ravaged body and cried. Blood seeped from the corners of her mouth, but she kept her eyes open, staring into his. Tai held her gaze. He was speechless. He couldn't imagine how she had managed to survive this long. Why had she not cried out? Why had she not turned around sooner? This was his fault. He prayed their venom had paralyzed her enough to take away the pain of what they had done to her. She opened her mouth to speak. It was barely audible.
My brave little boy.
Unable to speak himself, Tai's father offered his wife the only thing he could. He laid his hand on her cheek and smiled. Tai hoped that somehow, in the agony of what she must be suffering, it would bring her some measure of peace.
Hold on, my love. His father said, I'm here. Everything's going to be all right.
She smiled at him. Then her eyes went blank, and her head fell to the side. At that moment, Tai didn't care if he lived or died. He didn't care if the spiders ate them all. He leaned back and screamed.